Today is Thursday, the 29th of January, in the third week of Ordinary Time. The community of Taizé sing Christe Lux Mundi, O Christ, Light of the World. Whoever follows you will have the light of life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed. Nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away."
In his ministry, Jesus often instructs the people he helps not to say anything about it to anyone. It's as though he is trying to keep his work secret. But it never works, and the word gets round quicker than ever. Maybe that is what he is talking about in this gospel passage. You can't cover up a shining light. You can't keep secrets from getting out. that's a good message for us when we are worried that the gospel may not be getting through to us. Jesus reassures us that the word planted in our hearts always does its work. Looking back over your life, can you see how Jesus has broken through to the surface after being hidden for a long period? Might he even be hidden now, just waiting to reveal himself? As you listen again to the words of Jesus, look around you and see a world in which the divine light of Christ is veiled. Hear the promise of Jesus that more will be given. Note how your attitude to the world changes in the light of this promise.
Jesus said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away."
Jesus reassures us that God will continue to pour out his grace on us by showing us his glory. Turn to the Lord now and share with him your thoughts and feelings, your desires and anxieties. Ask him, if you desire it, to show you his glory today. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.